This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features turn-by-turn directions. Sync locates your destination in seconds and then audibly guides you through all your turns without additional hardware to purchase. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit syncmyridepodcast.com.
On Monday's front page, House Minority Leader John Boehner said he'd support a middle-class tax cut if that's the only option he can vote on. New banking regulations mean banks will have to set aside more cash as a cushion against financial trouble. And when the label says made in Italy, there's a chance the workers are Chinese. They've turned a textile center in Tuscany into a garment industry powerhouse. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says House Republican leader John Boehner opened the door to a compromise on the Bush-era tax cuts. He said he'd vote to maintain lower rates for families earning less than $250,000 a year, even if President Obama and the Democrats insist on ending the cuts for wealthy people.
If the only option I have is to vote for some of those tax reductions, I'll vote for him. But I've been making the point now for months that we need to extend all the current rates for all Americans if we want to get our economy going again and we want to get jobs in America.
Boehner appeared on the CBS News program Face the Nation. That reorients the fall campaign as Congress returns to Washington. Boehner seems to be positioning the GOP to share credit for continuing lower tax rates for most people while blaming Democrats for raising taxes in a weak economy. It wasn't immediately clear whether Boehner was signaling a unified shift among Republicans, particularly in the Senate, where the GOP controls enough votes to block any legislation on tax cuts. Global regulators agreed on new rules for the banking industry that are intended to head off financial disasters, but they could put a damper on bank profits. They could also put a strain on weaker institutions. That's because the new requirements more than triple the capital banks have to hold in reserve. The amount used to be 2%, now it's 7%. That's aimed at cushioning against potential losses. The changes come 2 years after the collapse of Lehman Brothers set off a worldwide banking crisis that required billions in government bailouts. For blue-collar workers, the road to retirement may get tougher. A White House panel is considering changes like raising the age when workers are eligible for full Social Security benefits. Jack Hartley works on an assembly line in Ohio making tires. He's 58 and feeling it. He says dessert at lunchtime is ibuprofen. He doesn't think he can last until he's 66, when he'll be eligible for full Social Security retirement benefits. He says he'll call it quits at 62 or maybe 65. A political outsider has become the biggest threat to the Republican establishment here in New York. Carl Paladino, who's running for governor, says he'll take a baseball bat to Albany. That has the GOP establishment worried he's also swinging at them. He's been running an angry campaign that's brought together social conservatives, Tea Party members, and deficit hawks. He's running against former Congressman Rick Lazio, who has Republican leaders backing. The two face off in the Republican primary on Tuesday. About 100 executives at Goldman Sachs make partner every year. What isn't widely known is Goldman drops about 60 partners to make way for the new blood. Goldman calls this departnering. Some former partners stay on at Goldman. They keep their base salaries of about $200,000 a year, but their bonuses may not be as big as the partners. When the label says made in Italy, there's a good chance Chinese workers did the cutting and sewing. They began moving to the Italian city of Prato in the 1980s. They turned what had been a textile center into a low-end garment-making capital. Prato is now home to about 3,000 businesses run by Chinese. Many use illegal immigrant labor and tax dodges. Times reporter Rachel Donadio says recent crackdowns have come with overtones of bigotry and hypocrisy. We'll go inside Monday's Times after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features turn-by-turn directions. Sync locates your destination in seconds and then audibly guides you through all your turns over your car or SUV's audio speaker system without additional hardware to purchase. You can also save several destinations you may use frequently, such as home, and Sync will guide you there. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Monday's Times, Mexico is marking 200 years since its rebellion against Spain, but the drug war has left many Mexicans with little to celebrate. More than 20 towns canceled fireworks out of safety concerns. More than 28,000 people have died in the last 4 years as the drug war has accelerated. Also in Monday's Times, General David Petraeus issued new guidelines on contracting. He wants to reduce corruption in Afghanistan. He also wants commanders to use their purchasing power as a tool in fighting the insurgency. The American-led military operation in Afghanistan now spends about $14 billion a year on contracting. Turkish voters approved a sweeping constitutional overhaul that's a major victory for the Islamist-centered government. The semi-official Anatolian news agency says the package of 26 constitutional amendments passed with 58% of the vote. Analysts say the vote will probably reinforce the ideological divisions in a country that's already deeply polarized. In the race to see who can offer the fastest internet service, there's an unlikely challenger, Chattanooga, Tennessee. The city utility plans to offer ultra-high-speed internet service of up to 1 gigabit a second. That's 200 times faster than the average broadband speed. No other city in the U.S. has such fast service, but it won't come cheap. The price will be $350 a month. That's our preview of Monday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.